Next item on the agenda is PCR 9417, formerly bid number 2017-147, State of Rhode Island Telecommunication Services, Installation and Parts, Committee Report, Finance.
Hold July 15.
Held till July 15. Next item on the agenda is PCR 14817, formerly bid number 2018-143, installation of sprinklers at the Cooper Building Drill Hall. Committee Report, Finance.
Hold July 15.
Held till July 15. Next item on the agenda is PCR 919, a resolution requesting that the Rhode Island Airport Corporation consider additional factors in its 2019-14 CFR Part 150 noise study. Committee Report, Intergovernmental.
That was held until...
Favorable action, I think. Was it favorable action? Yeah, I believe it was favorable action, Councilman. It was the resolution regarding the Rhode Island Airport Corporation.
There was favorable action. I thought that that was one that was not drafted at the time.
That's fine. So I'll move to Councilman Ricks to move favorable.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded by Councilman Howe, Councilman McAllister McElroy. Any discussion on this resolution, Councilman Ricks?
Unless there is any need for discussion.
I know that it was discussed in committee. If not, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll. Yes.
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 PCR 919 stands passed. Next item on the agenda is PCR 4619, Economic Development. That's not drafted. Committee Report, Economic Development. And I believe that is Councilwoman Travis's committee, and I believe that was being held till August 19th, if someone could make that motion.
Make a motion to hold till August 19th.
Well, it was recommendation to hold till August 19th, my fault. That will be held till August 19th. Next item on the agenda is PCR 7819, a resolution relative to transfers, supplemental appropriations, and emergency appropriations. Committee Report, Finance.
Committee recommends favorable action.
For action, Councilman Lattiso.
Move favorable action on PCR 78-19.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister, Councilman Howe. Any discussion? I know we had discussion in committee. If not, the clerk will call the roll. A yes is to approve.
Mr. Morales?
Yes.
Mr. Morley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
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 PCR 7819 stands passed. Number 19, PCR 9219 has already been acted on, so we'll move to number 20, which is PCR 9319, which is formerly 2019-318, State of Rhode Island Computer Technology Support Services. Committee Report, Finance.
Committee recommends favorable action with an amendment.
Okay. For action, Councilman Lattiso.
Move favorable action with an amendment on PCR 93-19.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister and Councilman Howe. If you could move the amendment.
At the request of the sponsor, the amendment will be to have one system, which will be Millennium Consultant, and the amounting monetary award will be $8,800.
That's the amendment. Do I have a second to the amendment? Councilman McAllister, Councilman Howe. Any discussion on the amendment? If not, it's amending it to $8,800. If not, to Millennial Consulting. If not, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll. Yes.
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 The amendment stands passed. Councilman Lattiso, if you could move it as amended.
Move PCR 93-19 as amended.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister, Councilman Howe. Any discussion on PCR 93-19 as amended? If not, I know we discussed it in finance already. If not, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Morola?
Yes.
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 PCR 9319, formerly bid number 2019-318, stands passed as amended. Next item on the agenda is PCR 9519, the claim of Donna DiBiasio. Committee report, public safety.
Committee recommends holding till July 15th.
Held till July 15th. Next item on the agenda is PCR 9619, Brandon Beauville. Committee report, public safety.
Committee recommends holding till July 15th.
Held till July 15th. Next item on the agenda is PCR 9719, the claim of Suzanne Vestry. Committee report, public safety.
Committee recommends favorable action.
For action, Councilman Sinapi.
Committee recommends favorable action for the amount of $291.92.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister. Councilman Howe. Any discussion? I know there's discussion in the Public Safety Committee on this claim. If not, a yes is to approve the lowest bid, which was $291.92. Clerk will call the roll. Yes.
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 The claim of Susan Vestry in the amount of $291.92 is approved. Next item on the agenda is PCO 1319, in ordinance regards to no parking to the corner of Chapman's Avenue, 406 Chapman's to 420 Chapman's. That's first passage. Committee report, ordinance. Held to July 15th. Next item on the agenda is PCR 80-19, a resolution in regards to erecting a stop sign at the intersection of Unicus Street and Ottawa Avenue. Committee report, public safety.
Committee recommends favorable action.
For action, Councilman Sinapi.
Committee recommends favorable action.
We have a second. Councilman Lattisaw, second. Councilman Howe. Any discussion on the recommendation of the police department for erecting a stop sign at the intersection? If not, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll. Yes.
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 PCR 8019 stands passed. Next item on the agenda is PCR 8119, a resolution requesting the school committee reinstate summer school back in the 2019-2020 budget. Committee report, finance.
I believe that was
favorable action.
Favorable action, Mr. President.
For action, Councilman Sinapi. You move that for Councilwoman Travis. She's not here. That's PCR 8119.
Move that for favorable action.
I have a second. Councilman Lattisaw, Councilman McAllister, Councilman McElroy. Any discussion on this resolution regarding reinstating summer school? If not, a yes is to approve the resolution, and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Morola?
Yes.
Mr. Yes.
Mr. President, before I vote, I do apologize. I have the notes here. It says favorable to floor for discussion.
I'm sorry. Say that again.
It says on the notes from the committees, favorable to floor for discussion.
I asked if there was any discussion.
No. Okay. I'm sorry.
And somebody moved it favorable. Is there any discussion?
Yes. Nope.
No, okay.
It's
that's
in the notes. Right. Thank you. Okay. Yes.
Yes. Okay. Who's next after Councilman Hunt?
Yes.
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 That stands passed. PCR 8119 stands passed. PCR 8219, a resolution regarding a no confidence vote regarding Anthony Ferrucci, Chief Budget Officer of the Warwick School Department. Committee report, intergovernmental.
Was favorable action.
Favorable action. For action, Councilman Sinapi.
Yes, yeah, so if I already spoke on this at length, I'd just like to note something that
you're going to move it.
Oh, right? Move for favorable action, sorry.
Seconded by Councilman Ricks, Councilman Howe, Councilman Lattison. Go ahead, Councilman Sinapi.
So I've already spoken about this at length, and I don't want to repeat myself, so instead I'll touch on something that happened at the last school committee meeting. I watched someone who spoke on behalf of Vows do what Mr. Ferrucci has frequently failed to do, where the individual came up and noted that he called multiple other school districts to inquire about a service that Vows provides to the Warwick school system regarding something that's mandated by state law. And it turns out all these other districts are spending a great deal of money, over $100,000, to provide this service that we get from Vows in our school district. And oh yeah, all the guy had to do was pick up the phone and call a few districts, and he found out this information. And yet when we have Ferrucci before us, and before I was here, before the rest of this council, time and time again, when asked for even any amount of that kind of effort, frequently, if not always, he has failed to do it and continues to fail to do it. And if those who remember when I asked about Cranston, he didn't do it for anything in that regard either. It seems to be a consistent pattern of unwillingness or an inability to do the job he's been hired for. And that's why this resolution is here.
Councilman Qualley.
I understand the frustration that has been voiced in the past. However, I do not think that it is serving any good purpose to point a finger at a particular employee for the Warwick School Administration. If it were seems to me that the superintendent is in charge of the people that work for him. So why this is being pointed directly at someone who works underneath the superintendent does not make sense to me. If I were running the school department, I would say that, you know, the buck stops on my desk. I wouldn't pass it on to the finance director. I wouldn't pass it on to the person in charge of building and supplies. And I also, you know, I have been listening, and I do not think that the people that have been in contact with me really want to see finger pointing and blaming anyone in particular from the schools. They don't want to see public fights or public disagreements outside of the council chambers between the city council and the school committee. I really don't understand how the city council can directly speak to the Warwick School Administration when the Warwick School Committee is a publicly elected board to run the schools. I disagree with the resolution, and I don't think it serves any positive purpose towards coming to a resolution of the issues concerning the financial problems that exist in the schools. That's my position. Others may disagree. That's fine.
Thank you. Councilman Ricks.
I would respectfully disagree with my colleague. I feel that, especially as Director Ferrucci has a contract, that the school committee, that Ferrucci answers not just to the superintendent, but to the school committee, and that the school committee does have power to make determinations as to whether Ferrucci is abiding by the terms of his contract in meeting the minimum standards. I would say that while I've certainly heard from constituents too who do not want quote-unquote finger-pointing, I've also heard from many constituents who want accountability. And it's difficult to move forward and to strike that new path without being able to identify what's been going wrong and then being able to correct what's been going wrong. If we can't identify and have accountability for the past, then how are we supposed to move forward? That's all.
Thank you. Councilman McAllister.
Thank you. I've gone back and forth on this a number of different times. You know, I disagree with a number of things that Mr. Ferrucci has done, including the overpayment of the ARCs. But I just, my concern is just the tone and the tenor of the way things have been going. And I know this is not just unique to this city council. This has been an issue in the city of Warwick for a number of years. I truly believe that every person on this city council and all the school committee people and all the people working in the administration, we all want to support the sports. We all want to support teacher assistants. We want clean schools. We want the mentoring program. So I just think it's time. We got to stop with the blame game. No one has ever emailed me and said, whose fault is this? Everyone just wants us to fix it. They just want us to tackle the issues and stuff like that. I understand the positions, and I really do appreciate where Councilman Sinapi is coming from by putting this. I know that he follows this very closely. But it's just my opinion at this time. I don't think this is helpful. I don't think it's going to change anything either way. I think that we just need to move forward. I would just love to see the tone change. I would love to have the debates were more on, hey, let's talk about this math program or this English program or stuff like that. So we just need to, I think, take a breath, and we need to move forward because the schools are too important. We have unbelievable teachers. We have unbelievable students and unbelievable people that are working in the school system. And we all want the same thing. At the end of the day, we all want the same thing. We want the best education. We want the school. We want the after-school programs. We want the sports. We want teachers' assistants. We want the clean schools. So in my opinion here is that I just don't think that this is going to change anything. I would like to see just everyone take a breath and maybe we can change the tone a little bit. And it's too important to be going back and forth with the blame game. So I will not be supporting this tonight not because I'm defending Mr. Ferrucci or any of the budget decisions that he's made, but I just think it's time to move on. I want to tackle these issues. I want to work with the school committee. I want to work with the school administration and continue to work with my colleagues because, again, I think at the end of the day, we're all here. We all want the best for the city of Warwick, and we want the best for our students. And I thank you very much for the time.
Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you, Mr. President. So when we make decisions on this council floor, financial decisions, we make decisions based upon the information that's provided to us. And we make decisions based upon the facts that's provided to us. And we have a right to expect that information to be accurate. Just as when Mr. Ferrucci, who I would point out, I think has worked for or under, I think it's at least three superintendents right now. So it isn't just under the direction of the current. When year after year, the finance director from the school committee comes before the city council and says, you need to give us X. And if you don't, the results are going to be this, this, and this, because you're not giving us the money that we say we need. And as recently as tonight, you just saw a $157,000 transfer from 2018. And it was testified on this council floor that was another year of a surplus in the city council. And if you go back and listen to the budget hearings in 2018, I'm pretty sure that you're going to hear we need X dollars and cents, and if we don't get them, this is what's going to happen, and that's what's going to happen. And I've been on the council now for 7 years. I'm in my seventh year now, seventh budget hearings. And every budget hearing, I listen to the same thing. And every year except, I believe, one, the school department, Mr. Ferrucci, came back and said, we have a surplus of X. And this occurred in August and it occurred in September. And at one meeting, it was said that we should say thank you for coming up with those surpluses. And my reply to it was, if my chief financial officer came to me 1 year, 2 years, and said to me, guess what I found? I found $1 million or whatever that amount is that I didn't know we had. The two words I would be saying would not be thank you. So you can read into that one. I sat in on the mediation process. And during that process, which was conducted under Attorney Vincent Regosta, there was numerous questions that were asked. And on two occasions, in one of our final meetings, the mayor, I believe the council president, and the arbitrator reiterated to Mr. Ferrucci about a drawdown out of the pension funds, where there was $4.1 million more contributed than what was required on the high side. And he said there were no penalties and there are no assessments for doing so because we have done that in the past. And then we read in the newspaper where, no, that's not what I said. I think the frosting on the cake is when Mr. Ferrucci came before this city council and said, we're going to have a 21% increase in the cost of our health care. A 21% increase. And then when the health care advisors were here, unbeknownst to them, they put the real number out there, not, I assume, knowing what the number was. We were told when we're making financial decisions that it's really 14.9%. So that spread in a $20 million premium on healthcare with the school department, that's a significant number. We were told 21%. And if you don't give us X dollars and cents, then this is what we're going to do. If we're going to be making, which we are, we're making financial decisions based upon the information that is provided to us, whether it be a department head, whether it be from the administration of the city, or whether it be from the finance director of the school committee, of the school department. We need to have confidence in the information that we're provided and the numbers that we're given. We need to have a confidence level that we can take to the bank that information is accurate for us to make the informed decisions that we need to make. And since I've been on this council, I haven't seen that. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. I was just going to make a statement on this issue also. I don't know if this is the right forum or resolution, as Councilman McAllister was saying, to bring these issues up, and whether it's productive or not productive. Unfortunately, seven of us don't have that choice. There's a resolution before us, and the resolution is, have we lost confidence? And that's what I'm examining, as many of you are. And there were a number of issues where I did lose confidence, and I think Councilman Lattisaw had mentioned some of those, and I'll mention a few others. It's not pleasant as a council member, never mind a council president, to field telephone calls from the national media on a sunbutter policy. Last time I checked, when I went to law school, you can't make a contract with a fifth grader and enforce it. And to punish a fifth grader for not paying a bill that he or she doesn't have the responsibility to pay, it's the parents, was absurd. I've never seen it happen, and I've lived in the city of Warwick since 1968, where a kid gets punished because a parent doesn't pay a bill, especially when it comes to nutrition. And then when the community steps up to offer to help, and you know, you have some families financially that maybe can't pay this bill, the administration's, Mr. Frucci's initial response is, no, we won't accept the money until it's on national news and I have to watch it on NBC about Warwick feeding kids sun butter sandwiches. And then they reverse, or he reverses position. The other issue that I took exception with last year was when he came before the council and said not a penny less than $8 million. And then I know our city council solicitor was with me in many of those meetings when we talked, and so was Councilman Lattisaw, Chair of Finance, when we were having a mediation sessions last summer and fall into the winter, and we were discussing why they didn't have, and I'm going to defer to Councilor Harrington here, how much did they say they needed, 520 was it, for wash the bathrooms every day? 750, I stand corrected, $750,000 to wash the bathrooms every day, and they needed not a penny less than $8 million. And then, as Councilman Lattisaw and many of us have heard, they admit that they overfunded pensions by $4 million. When we bring this up, and Councilor Harrington was in the meetings with us, with Mr. Augusta, we're told that, yes, it was four, I think you mentioned 4.1, I have down 4.2, but of what they overfunded. And what's interesting is that Mr. Frucci says in that meeting, I've withdrawn that money before, it's not a problem. Are we all in agreement? Am I misstating anything, Councilor Harrington? If you could use the mic, I appreciate it. It's not on. There you go.
You're not misstating things.
What was your recollection of what was said regarding that?
as it's been represented, that the money could be withdrawn without a penalty.
And everyone was in agreement that that's how we could solve that issue and that they didn't need extra money.
Correct, which is why the mediator, arbitrator, wrote the decision the way he did.
And then afterwards, to have an attack against us, against me, in the press, saying that that's not what was said, that that's not his understanding. And then when Mr. Frucci stood here during the budget hearings, it was infuriating to say, well, that's what we discussed, that there was extra money in there, and that the money was, I guess, available, but not at a, it never discussed whether he could take it out. It just came up in conversation. Wasn't discussed as a way to resolve the problem. We just happened to discuss it. I didn't know who I was looking at because that's not what he told us. And then to reach an agreement that you've been working on in the summer, the fall, and the spring. I can't tell you how many hours we spent on that, time and time again. And to have everyone in agreement, including the school department, what a good feeling that is. We worked through it, we looked at all these numbers, everyone's in agreement. That's what we've been talking about, right? Everybody wants the city and the school department to reach consensus and to come to agreements. That's what we did. And then for him to stand up there and say, that's not what happened, I was flabbergasted. I don't think all the years I've been here, I've ever had a department head say, that's not what I said. Luckily, we had independent people there, namely the arbitrator, who, by the way, had been hired by the school department in the past as an attorney. I would assume that they trust his judgment. What's amazing to me is, after that agreement was attacked by the school department, I didn't see anyone attack the person that wrote it. Just us. Just politics. Not the guy that actually wrote the opinion where everybody was in agreement. And the reason that I bring up all these policies, the sunbelt policy, the not washing the bathroom, the overfunding of the pensions, reaching an agreement, is that it affects your ability to feel confident in what a person is telling you. There's an old saying, if you don't know where you're going, you're going to end up someplace else. So you, in order to move forward, you have to have a good foundation and a good level of trust in the numbers that you're dealing with so that you can have some sort of reciprocation with the school department, which I thought we had in April. And I was so proud, I really mean that, I was so proud of the hard work that we put in and that we all came to an agreement, only to have it shattered within a week or two. And then claim that we're not working with anybody. We don't care. We don't care about the kids. We don't care about anybody. And then, as I pointed out earlier when Councilman Howe brought it up during general communications, that they throw out in these blogs and these Facebook posts that, well, the city only funded us X over a certain amount of time, and they don't conveniently mention any money that they got from the state, which happens to be close to $19 million more over 10 years, or the fact that they closed 9 school buildings and the population went down by thousands and the employment rate went down by a couple of hundred, but their cost per pupil have gone from about $14,000 to $19,000. Just conveniently left all that out. It makes it really hard not only to negotiate with the person that's sitting across with you when you know they were completely untruthful, but it makes it very difficult to look at their numbers and to analyze what they actually need and what the kids need and what the parents need and what the staff needs. Tremendously difficult. I'm not an educator, and I'm not versed in accounting as the CPAs or the other experts we've hired during this Carullo process last year, superintendents. How do I know if they have too many administrators? But you're trying to make, at least for, I speak for myself, I'm trying to make an educated decision on what they need and what they have in their predictions. And when you don't have a solid foundation to do that, because of some of these issues that I've mentioned two or three times now, it's difficult. So that's why I feel comfortable relying on others that are independent, that have knowledge in this area. I mean, I wouldn't operate on myself. I go to a physician. When it comes to education, I go to experts in their field, and I rely on them. I think that's what most people do. But as I said, and back to Councilman McAllister's point, do we really accomplish basically anything with this resolution? I don't know that we do or we don't, but that's not what's before me today. What's before me today is, have I lost confidence in Mr. Ferrucci's numbers and in his policies and his ability to analyze a situation? And the answer is yes. I think we could have washed toilets last year. And I feel bad for all the staff and the families and parents that got sick because of it, or the kids that had to deal with dirty diapers or whatever other excrement came out and they had to wait 2 days for it to get cleaned up. For what? You didn't even need 750. You could have done that the whole time. Why would you do that when you knew you didn't have to? I know I have my suspicion as to why he did that. I've never seen that done in all the years I've lived in Warwick, where bathrooms were cleaned every other day for something other than a financial emergency. I don't know. Maybe I would have bought less Chromebooks that don't ever seem to work and wash the bathrooms instead. You know, call me crazy, but I think most of our resolutions and ordinances start off with the words health, education, and welfare. That's the most important thing. And that wasn't done last year. Instead, we overfunded pensions. Overfunded the ARC. Not to mention what I think is happening and will be exposed in a month or two regarding surpluses and the expenditure of the surpluses that we talked about during the budget meetings. And how they might be being spent right now just to make a point. I don't know how you can claim to have a $4 million deficit, but be spending in May money on books. How do you overspend your surplus on books when you have a $4 million deficit? How does that even come into the realm of possibility? Matter of fact, I think the city sent a letter saying all discretionary spending should stop, and that's under law when you have, when you recognize that you're spending in a deficit. Not this school department. Nope. We're going to serve sun butter sandwiches, not wash the bathrooms, and overspend on the books. So, yes, I've lost confidence in Mr. Frucci, and I've lost confidence for those reasons. And Councilman Snappy, did you have a statement? I know you had your hand up first.
Yeah, a few things. One, a lot of people are concerned that this plays the blame game. So, think of it this way. People want to know why this keeps happening to the city council. I wasn't here last year, or the years prior, obviously, and yet I watched the same thing happen where there was a crisis with the budgets with the school department, and it's happened before then too, and now here we are again. People want to know why and how it could possibly keep happening, and they deserve to know. And it shouldn't be about, well, it's the school committee's fault, because to be honest, especially with this school's committee, it's not. They're relying on somebody's representation, someone who's supposed to know. Someone who they should be relying on, frankly, given his position. And it's not fair to them, it's not fair to us, but it's also unfair to the taxpayers to pretend like someone's not at fault for this. They deserve to know someone's been causing this problem, they deserve to know what this person's been doing, and they deserve to know that we recognize that, and we're not okay with it, we take issue with it, and we're recommending the school committee take issue with it. Because it matters. This crisis never should have happened last year, this year, etc. It's just, it's beyond silly. It causes problems. It gives people good reason to move out or to not move in to Warwick. And we had one person come up to the mic and preach about why don't we have oversight? Why don't we have accountability? This is a chance to have it. One of the few ways we have the ability to have oversight over the school department right now. Granted, it's mostly symbolic, but maybe, just maybe, it gives them what they need to feel confident about terminating somebody's contract. And bear in mind, if you're not happy necessarily with some of the, how this might be come off as somebody's opinion regarding somebody else's work product or how somebody else does in their job, read the resolution. It's not, nothing in there is somebody's opinion when it's just saying, this is what happened. Mr. Frucci did this. Mr. Frucci did this. Mr. Frucci did this. The resolution even makes a point of pointing out it has nothing to do with intent. Doesn't matter if it was done with bad intent or good intent. This is simply what happened. And based on what happened, if you do feel like you can have confidence in Mr. Frucci, then by all means, vote no. If you feel like this bill is inappropriate for whatever reason, probably should just simply abstain. But if you feel like you have no confidence in Mr. Frucci based on the misrepresentations he's made to us, to the school department, you should vote yes, and with good reason. And bear in mind, one of the things that he often seems to get away with is that when something comes up and he gets caught in a misrepresentation, there's always an excuse. So with the donations, the issue that came up, he's like, well, it wasn't a 501c3. You know, I had a good reason. That was worrisome. But he doesn't mention that he did it before, years prior, to a 501c3 where he blocked the donation. He doesn't mention that part because that would ruin his excuse. He wouldn't have an out anymore. He wouldn't have a quote-unquote good reason in his mind. Instead, he would just be at fault. But he never mentions that because he knows what it means. And every single time, it's what we're constantly left with. What happened with the ARCs, with the overpayments, when he got caught doing that? Oh, well, here's my list of excuses. I was doing what always was been done, or I'm proud of it because it was a good thing. Look how well-funded our pension is. But it again neglects the facts where, well, if it was always done, maybe it shouldn't have been, and maybe you should have done your job and fixed it. Or, well, you're proud of your grossly overfunded pension when you couldn't clean the bathrooms. Maybe you shouldn't be proud in that. Maybe you can just admit that was a mistake and move on. Instead, he continues to do what he's done in all the years I've watched school committee meetings and all the years I've watched him come before this city council. One man should not be able to cause this much trouble in a city. And it's sad that he's been able to. But at least by doing something as minimal as a resolution saying we have taken notice of his actions and we not only do not approve, but we have no faith in the man. At least it's something that we can do, something in the right direction. And it's not saying we can't work with a school committee, quite the opposite, in fact. Because it's saying, school committee, we can work with you, just not with him. Because frankly, I can't speak for everyone else. Most of the school committee, in fact, almost all of it, I supported actively in their runs because they're not only good people, but they're in it for the right reasons. I watched them go through their budget line by line, and it frustrated me to no end to watch them be stuck relying on someone who continually feeds them bad information. Because to put forth that much effort in trying to get your budget right just to find out time and time again that you were misled is beyond infuriating. And just the fact that they got misled as recently as with the healthcare overage, like that's ridiculous. And it shouldn't keep happening. And we shouldn't let it. And this is at least something. Something we can do to hopefully help put a stop to it.
Thank you, Councilman Howe.
Thank you, Mr. President. Very quickly, I'm going to support Councilman Sinapi, and I'm going to talk to my colleagues as to the reason why, and understand that we rely on three sets of people when they come into this school, when they come into this council from the school department. That's the school committee, that's the superintendent, and that's the finance chair. When we get the information, we make big decisions, about $170 million worth of decisions. And when we're given the misinformation and we have to pause and reflect, and we always seem to have to go back, I know the finance chair always seems to have to go back and say, well, wait a minute, that doesn't match up with the last statement. And I know you, Mr. President, you've called it out on numerous occasions, including just recently, tonight, before earlier when you spoke, where you say, wait a minute, this doesn't match up, or that's not being completely honest. To me, this is a valid vote. I don't have confidence in Ms. Ferrucci. I know that when the city finance chair comes down, and I heard the finance chairman ask him a question, we hear it to the penny. When we ask in the finance committee questions about expenditures, we hear it to the penny. That is not the case. We hear roundabout figures, and then we find out the figures aren't accurate. We had to hire an auditor to audit the school department who came up with additional money. And when it was confronted to the finance director of the school department, he kind of just looked at us and didn't answer. If you remember correctly, he just kind of stared at us and kind of shrugged his shoulders, and his attitude was, well, those are your numbers. Where it was agreed upon and understood that that auditor came up with the numbers. We were lied to. We were fed misinformation. So I don't have confidence in him. And I do also dispute, we are moving forward. We're not pointing fingers. We are moving forward. This is, how can we, when our chambers were loaded in the last meeting by concerned citizens and students who were honestly fed false information, and the school committee depends on that, and we depend on it when it has to do with finances. This is moving forward. So I agree with Councilman Sinapi, who, by the way, has been going to every school committee meeting, I can say at least for the last, I'd say at least 3 years, has been going to every, he's witnessed it firsthand. So I will be supporting this because I have zero confidence in Ms. Ferrucci. I also have very limited confidence in the superintendent. And I do believe in the whole term of the buck stops here, but who we deal with and who we get our information, we vote on money. We vote on budgets. And that falls under Mr. Ferrucci's scope. Thank you.
Councilman Ricks.
I wholeheartedly agree with my colleagues, especially Councilman Howe, who just spoke. What I'd like to add to that is most departments, certainly the city finance director, as Councilman Howe pointed out, he's got the numbers to the penny. We don't have to worry about him hiding the ball on us and feeding us false information. On the other hand, it seems like we not only need an auditor for Mr. Ferrucci, sometimes it seems like we need a babysitter, because I don't understand how, as a part-time city council, we're expected to, I don't know, are we expected as a part-time city council to be researching the underlying numbers that the school finance director is using? Someone who's getting paid good money, six figures. When someone is getting paid that kind of money, when they're supposed to have this sort of expertise, these credentials, I expect that the correct information is going to be presented to us. I don't expect that we're going to have to make phone calls or hunt down the underlying numbers. We heard from the representative of West Bay that the numbers were off, that were Ferrucci was using, the projections, by $1 million compared to their projections. So right there, we know that of that so-called 7.7 million, that it's not really 7.7, it's closer to 6.7. So who else do we have to make phone calls to or talk to get to the real numbers? Do we have to call up all of these different schools where sending students and the money follows the students to say to them, hey, how many students from Warwick are actually going to your school and what's the reimbursement rate? Do we have to crunch our own numbers on that? Do we have to call up all of the teachers and ask, did you request textbooks for, you know, this textbook? And do we have to look up rates for those textbooks? That would turn into a full-time job just doing his job for him. That's ridiculous. We don't do that with other departments because that would be insane. That's no way to run a city, and it's no way to run a school department either. Most departments, we don't have a back and forth because they are willing to present to us the real numbers. They're not hiding the ball on us, and we can have a trust in the numbers that we're being presented, that they are fair and accurate to the best of their knowledge. Here, with Mr. Ferrucci, the ball is getting hidden. Is it over here? Where's the $1 million? Can we track down the $1 million? It's ridiculous. For those reasons, I will be voting yes on this resolution because it is our responsibility to get to the truth, to the accurate numbers in setting a budget, and it takes two parties to get to that truth. You cannot get to the truth, certainly not at a budget hearing before the auditors, etc., get into the numbers. We can't have an agreement, get to that agreement, when the other side is being disagreeable to try to get more money out of us for priorities that are unknown to us and have not been properly included in the budget, and we aren't being given the real numbers. If we're simply given the real numbers, we can work it out. We can find a solution. We can't do that when we're being deceived, as we have been year after year, and as was happening to us in these chambers just a few weeks ago. That's all.
Thank you. Any other discussion? If not, yes, Councilman Qualley.
I just wanted to be clear that do not mistake my opposition to the resolution in any way of saying that I am offering a vote of confidence for the finance director of the school department. I've spent my entire life trying to build a good name based upon my credibility and that my word is my bond. When someone, I understand how to assess someone's credibility, and there's nothing that I have heard that is going to say that I am going to vouch for the credibility of the numbers we've received from the school department. I don't think it's a matter of being disagreeable or them being disagreeable towards us. I think it's a matter of when they go low, I choose to take the high ground, and I don't want to continue an endless fight when we have no legal authority to act to change anything other than to sign a resolution saying we don't like the way things have been done in the past. It's not going to serve any positive purpose, and it is going to come back to say that the city council does not want to work with the school department. I don't think that anyone on the city council feels that way, but this is the way that I believe this will be perceived. And I just wanted to state that that is the reason why I am not going to support the resolution.
Yes, Councilman McElroy.
I just want to say that I'm going to agree with Councilman McAllister, that I think it's just time to move on. But I just want to say one of the problems I really have is there's absolutely no way that you can justify overpaying into a pension plan when you're laying off custodians. So as much as I want to move on, I think I have to do something that Councilman Snappy suggested. I will be abstaining.
Thank you. Councilman Snappy.
Just two quick points. One, despite having no legal authority over the school department, the resolution we voted on immediately prior to this one was a resolution asking the school department to spend their money in a certain way. And number two, just so it's clear, so as far as for purpose of perception, even though I've said so numerous times and my own actions show such, my lack of confidence in Ferrucci in this resolution's existence in no way reflects my willingness and what I've already been doing to help the school department to make things work, my constant communication with members of the school committee, teachers, school employees, to try to get this to work. So the people can assume all they want based on what this resolution means. It won't change the reality. And I know that's the same reality that likely all my colleagues here have, as far as we're all trying to make it work for the city, the schools, for the kids. My kids in the schools, I need it to work. So if people want to assume otherwise, they're being willfully blind.
Thank you. All right, so it's been moved and seconded. A yes to is approved. The clerk will call the roll. Yes.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
No.
Abstain.
Yes.
PCR 8219 stands passed. Next item on the agenda is PCR 8819, a resolution in support of legislation to establish an Ocean State Climate Adaption and Resilience Fund. It's not drafted. Committee report, intergovernmental.
Continue to the...
Hold to July 15th, I think? Held to July 15th. Next item on the agenda is PCR 8919, a resolution to the Rhode Island State Traffic Commission and the State Department of Transportation requesting a traffic study for the area of Tollgate Road, Route 115, and Providence Street. Committee report, intergovernmental. Is that favorable?
It was. I believe it was held and...
It's favorable. I believe it is favorable, Councilman. It's the resolution to the Rhode Island State Traffic Commission, and it's PCR 8919.
No, this was before us, and I believe it was favorable action. Is this the one that was up for a second?
No, it's just the resolution. So, committee report is favorable action. For action, Councilman Tanapi.
Recommend favorable action.
Seconded by Councilman Lattisaw, Councilman Ricks, Councilman Qualley. Any discussion, Councilman? No. Okay, yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll. Yes.
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 PCR 8919 stands passed. Referral and advertising, there's one item, PCO 1419, an ordinance amending the zoning ordinance of the City of Wall Copionato Group LLC petitioner. It's Councilman Sinapi. That will go out for referral and advertising. We'll move on to unanimous consent. Anything for Ward 1, unanimous consent?
Pass.
Pass. Ward 2?
Pass.
Ward 3?
Pass.
Ward 4?
Pass.
Ward 5? Ward 7? Ward 8? Ward 9 passes. We'll move to the docket session. If Councilman Lattisaw can move us to the docket session.
There being no further business before this honorable council, I move to... Move to the docket session.
Is there a second? Councilman McAllister, Councilman Howe. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Council moves to the docket session. Ward 1, anything to docket?
Pass.
Ward 2.
One item. A resolution to form a commission to study potential means of tax relief for Warwick residents via a general exemption for consideration relative to fiscal year 2021 and thereafter.
Finance, Ward 3.
One item, Mr. President, stop sign on Grotto.
Ordinance, public safety. Ward 4.
Pass.
Ward 5.
Pass.
Ward 7. Ward 8. Ward 9 passes. Have a good evening. Council stands adjourned.